Parshas Pinchas falls out from the beginning of the 3 weeks, close to the 3 weeks. And there are common limudim from Parshas Pinchas that are geared to the avoda of the 3 weeks. So you want to take out a couple of nekudas. Number one, in the beginning of the parsha, it says, "Ufein amar hineni loisim lo es brisi shalom." So Rashi learns kipshutoi, what's pshat and brisi shalom? But it says in the next pasuk that he became a kohen. However, in other mafarshim, they say brisi shalom is something else. Brisi shalom is coming to be merames on the nekuda that Pinchas zu Eliyahu, and Eliyahu was lo mes. That's brisi shalom. That's what the Targum Yonasan Yeruzil says. The Sipunoi learns that way. That's the schar of Pinchas, that was loy meis for what he did. As the Balatuyan learns in Baruch Zeh, that he adds a knech, and this is very negeya for the avodah of the Zman Hazeh. It's not just Tam Pinchas was zeicher to be Eliyahu to live forever. Pinchas was zeicher to be Eliyahu will be mevaseros on the Geula Asida. And that's what's being nirmaz in this pasuk. Nidini noisim loy es brisi shalom. By Eliyahu Hanavi, it says he's going to come in the pasuk of Malachi and he'll be heshiv le'avis al banim. The tafkid of Eliyahu is to make shalom between the banim and the avis, to bring us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Fizetz Mavur Heter by its Ischar for what he did. Before Pinchas came, it was Chamosi Alecha. Klal Yisrael were in a matzib that they were causing a Charoin Av Tashem, a Kadosh Baruch Hu Sayyi Zima. They were doing a Chet that was Goyim a Charoin Av Lashem. Pinchas came and Pinchas took off the Charoin Av of Hashem. That's a Gevaldika Ruba for the Koyach of Yechidim in Klal Yisrael, to remove the Chagoyim Af of Hashem. As he was Goyren, that the Makom Chilesi, that he was Nishaper al Klal Yisrael. As he brought Hashem back to Klal Yisrael, when there was a Matzib of Chet. Yischus Zeh, he was Zeicha to be Eliyahu, who will be the Goyal by Zman HaMashiach. Because what's the point of Mashiach? Ve'heshiv le'avos al banim, le'banim al avosam, avos remez la'kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of Mashiach, to bring the world back to Hashem. As that, hinini noisin l'cha es brisi shalim. That is the purpose of Eliyahu. B'schade Pinchas made shalim between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was zeicher to be Mashiach, who's gonna make shalom one more time between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he makes shalom one more time, he's gonna bring all the brachas and all the tovus that Klal Yisrael deserve. Zok the Balaturim, Mashiach Oisius Yismach. The Nekuda Mashiach is to bring a zman of simcha she'ein b'dimasa. We live in a world where people are very, very not happy. I'm not just talking about yeshiva. I'm talking about adults. There was someone who works in Lakewood, and he would say, if you would know how many depression pills he has to describe to people over their 50s in Lakewood, also the Pharisee. The kids are, people are really going through hard lives and hard times. Not because they don't have money, not because they don't have avakacha, that's the goddess, the yisurim that we're in. Mashiach is a zman of yismach. We're all going to have emes simcha. You won't need alcohol anymore. You won't need the outside forms of simcha. You won't need music, alcohol. You'll just be happy. That's what Mashiach is about. That's what we call yisol is ma'arif, and that's zman of simcha gdolah. Never lay a lane, you have to be ma'ar people who's man hazeh to want Mashiach. Mechaira, it's something we should all want and yearn for. It's the zman of simcha miti. We'll all have such a simcha yudayla. Okay. That's a little bit to be ma'ar, to bring back the base on Midrash, to bring back Simchas Hayom Aleichem. That's the Avoda, to actually cry in the matzah now, and to have a tshuka to bring back the Simcha of Yahazah. That's the Avilus of the 3 weeks. We put away the music, and maybe it's good for Bachrim, they'll start to have a tshuka for real Simcha. You don't need the music anymore. You could have something much, much more. I'm not saying that's what Chazal had in mind when they made the Takana, but Hakol Zeh Yachnas. You learn. You could have real Simcha in life. Real. Azog de Balaturim. Why is the Vav of Shalom Ketia? And this thing, as Brisi Shalom, it says a Vav that's cut in middle. Why is the Vav cut in middle? Zav de Balaturim, this is a remez that it's written Elio Choser Vav 5 times in Tanakh, and it's written Yaakov Mole Vav 5 times in Tanakh. He's bringing a Maimer Chazal, it's brought in Rashi, as it's being meramez that Yaakov took from Elio his Vav, is a Bikodon, that he should come and beguile his children. As Yaakov is written Mole Vav 5 times, Elio is written Choser Vav, Lamentcha, that Yaakov gave Elio a job. Your job is to come before Mashiach. Okay. So, Yaakov 5 times took the letter Vav. Why pumped 5 times did he take the letter Vav? Why dafka Vav? Why dafka 5 times? What is Chazal coming to teach us? As over here is Nirmaz an Indian Gadol. When is Mashiach going to come? When Klal Yisrael has Hey and Vav. Hey is Chamisha Chumshei Torah. We all say on Leila Seder. Chamisha, Miyadeya, Chamisha, Niyadeya. Every one of you knows what a Hey is. Hey is Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And every one of you knows what Shisha Niyadeya. Shisha Niyadeya, Shisha Sidrei Mishma. As Hey and Vav is Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Torah Shebiksar. Vav is Torah Shebalpeh. And Yaakov Avinu, who's the Amud HaTorah, took from Elio HaNavi, who is Makana HaTorah, and he said, Hey Pamim Vav, and we bring Mashiach. Zeh is a remez for the Avoida of Yomim HaEru. The Machazi in Divrei Torah, in Yediyas HaTorah, Begeder Mashenema in the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph, Ame of the Oretz, Asha Ozva es Toyosi. Those is together, and Mashenema, the Gemara, Baba Basa Dav Ches, and the Zoyer come upon me that Bispus Liman HaToyra, Amelus Batoyra, Yavoy Mashiach. And that's why the Zoyer says, Mashiach, it says in the Pasuk, He's Ani V'Roichiv Alachamor. Everyone gets caught up with the Roichiv Alachamor business. But the real Hadgosh, I mean, one of the other Hadgosh is Ani. Zokti Zoyer, what's Ani? Ani is Ervit Nida Yevamos, the three hardest Masechtas in Shas. As that's what Mashiach is called. As what's Mashiach's name? Ervit Nida Yevamos. Tzarech Bir. Why do we call Mashiach on the shame of the three hardest Masechtas in Shas? Abu Lefi, the other Zoyer, is not Gevaldik. Because Mashiach is coming because of Amelus Batayra. Where's the Spitz Amelus? Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos. As he's the Ani, Aroichel Alacham. Such is Kama Ramazin that Tayra brings Mashiach. Now, we're speaking to Bnei Torah, that are Paiskim Bat Torah. So we're not coming to say Chas V'Shalom, the people here are not learning. But every person on their level needs constant Chizik Bat Torah. The Gemara Bracha says, Divrei Torah is sweet and Chizik. And every one of you, when you're Mechazik in Torah, you can't imagine how much Shchar you get and how much bring Mashiach, because we're the ones that have to bring Mashiach. All of us together with our chizik b'tayir, as it's a zman of chizik b'tayir, as we want to learn together in Arachayim in this week's parsha, that will give us a gvaldik of shivas atayra, which the Ran in the Garden says that was the chet of the korban. They learned, but they didn't have shivas atayra. As we want to be mechazik in shivas atayra, as we want to learn together Arachayim this week's parsha, that's going to give us a gvaldik of chizik in alimet atayra. It's going in the names of the shvakim. The end, it's Moina Rishvatim Oida Pam. As he goes on, Yisachar, Bnei Yisachar, Mishpachas Toila, Toiloi, Puva, Mishpachas Apuni. As over there, Bnei Yisachar, Zokt, the Arachayim HaKodesh. Yisachar, who Ben Toi. In the Brach of Yaakov Avinu, in the Bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yisachar is the one who is the Ben Toiv. Zokt, the Arachayim, therefore he has a very interesting name. What is the saying of Yisachar? Yesh Schar. That's Yisachar, Yesh Schar. There are other names I hear, Moshe, Levi. Yisachar is, what's the Shoyrish of the name? Yesh Schar. That's his name. People who are Bnei Torah, what's their name? You're Mr. Yesh Schar. That's your name. Why? Zot the Arachayim, very out. Ki dafizeh yesh noy l'schar. There is one thing in the world that you get paid for. You get schar for. There is nothing else in the world that you get schar for besides Torah. Why? As he's medayik in the Gemara in Brachas, Chavches Amit Beis, every time, every night, when you leave the Beis Medrash, you're supposed to say, Moidani lefanecha, Shani omel u'mekablam schar, ve'heim amelim ve'enam mekablam schar. Who's omel u'mekablam schar, and who's omel and enam mekablam schar? Rashi in Brachas says, omel ve'enam mekablam schar is balabatim that go to work. I know a lot of balabatim that make a lot of money and they get paid a lot. How could you say they go to work and they don't get schar? Just look all over the mir. You see signs all over the place of people that donated their money to the mir to have these signs put up. They obviously must be making a good parnasa. You know how much these signs on the mir cost? Very expensive, as people are mamish making a lot of money. You go into every base medrash. Now, this wall is someone, that wall is someone, the sink is someone, this is someone. Every kemah, 2 feet of the mirror is someone else. The tree in front of the mirror even is someone. Wow, mamish, everyone's paying. Gavaldi. As how could you say, ein schar? And now we on one building, there's one side of the building, there's one person, the other side, and then the top of the building. They're making loads of money. They're paying loads of money. How could you say they're not making this? Zot the Arachayim, so powerful. He says, true, they make money. They make money. But Lo Yamid Kinyan Hamidum. It only lasts for a little bit of time. His time in this world. But when he is nifter, he doesn't take his credit card. Tachrichim do not have credit cards. Even American Express gold bronze cards don't make it. In Tachrichim, you don't take your money. Kol HaKesef, V'kol HaZov, don't go with it. V'oy, Zokdel, even what they could get with their money. There was someone that told me he went to a dry cleaner. And there was someone that came in. He said, I gave you my shirts. And he said, no, you didn't. And the guy said, every shirt is $250. You better give me back that shirt. I know you have it. I know you're still here. I have the And if you don't, I'm going to bring my lawyer, I'm going to bring you to court. Story of America. As we get to the chink at the point, he took out the shirts, and there was an avrich that was standing there, and he said, you really paid $250 for the shirt? Could you tell me what's special about the shirt? Why are you paying $250? He says, it has a special thing that the collars, they never turn in. Not like my collar. They stand straight. V'oil, even, it's better than wrinkles. The mamish never gets a wrinkle. As the younger man looked at him and said, wow, he was so disturbed that you lost your $250 shirt because mamish, the wrinkles, was mamish screaming at the guy in the store. He was mamish ice mensch. Okay, guys, if you work hard, you can get real wrinkle-free shirts. Not that you're ironing. Okay. V'oy, nebuch loy aleinu. If you don't earn a lot of money, you're just gonna have to eat chicken and rice. You'll come out, you'll be full. Only on chicken and rice. If you earn a lot of money, you could pay $500 for a steak that was soaked in wine for 5 hours. That's juicy beyond. Jesus here. You can mamish. Oh. And then there's something that's called Olam Haba. If you put Zeh, L'uma Zeh, Zot Bi Arachayim. Ki kol ma sheyesh ba'olam, huschar lo. Ki kol ma shebor Hashem, lo nivra ela bishvil ha-Toyra. Everything in this world was created for the Ben Toyra. And Zot Bi Arachayim, that's the Mishnah at the end of Mishnayos. Sisa Shidrei Mishnah. The Vav of Eliyahu. How does it finish? Lahancha le'oyava yesh. Yesh 310 worlds for everyone who sits and learns Torah. That means everything that there is in this world. Mitchilas b'riyosai. V'yad soifai. 310 times over. Even though my father is an accountant, it's very hard for me to do that math. What that means, that's like mind-boggling. It's all for you when you learn Torah. Yesh schar is to be meramez on the yesh. Lahancha la'oyavai yesh, the shayoy lomis, for bnei Torah. That sit and learn, for people that sit and learn in a kaveya started in la, and they learn by melas and they learn by smada. The more, as they say in America, the merrier. The more the better. The more taira, the more yismach, the more schar. They say the more alcohol the better, that I got not sure. But more Torah, that I know. That zikr brings a lot more good. As that's Anu Amelim Vehem Amelim. But what are you saying that's not schar? It is schar, they get something. But when you put it zeh, l'uma zeh, and you see the schar of Bnei Torah, the schar of Amelim Batoyah. Lu'umas, the schar of the acherim, zelo klum, hevel havonim, omash loyva, komash itachas ha-shamayim, ad kan divrei ha-orech. As Yisachar is yesh schar. That's what he's coming to teach, the schar of limud ha-Torah, the valdig ha-chizik, the chshivas ha-Torah. What we're doing, what we're putting away from ourselves. Everyone wants good for themselves. Everyone wants to make a lot of good for himself. That's human nature. But you gotta know what good is for you. You gotta know what to invest in. You gotta be a pikeach. You gotta put your head on your shoulders and know what's kedai. Because that's the shame of Yisachar, is coming to teach us. The chizik in Taiga is Yisachar. The most dangerous pidoy that there is in the world is like it says, there are people in Marim Sayyid Dachar Beis. Yana Yamelech told his wife, children, I'm not worried from Talmidei Chachamim. Those guys are great guys, you don't have to worry, they're never gonna hurt us. I'm not worried from the Maskilim, the Davar Yonim, I know how to deal with them. Who am I worried about? From the people who put on a show. They act like Prushim, they put on the show, they're Choshir, they're Beitaira, they're Techule, and really, under the scenes, they're Mushkarsim. Those are the most dangerous. Who are they? The people that are Oysa Maisa Zimri and Mavakish Shkar Kipinifas. Those people, the people who are fakers, the people who are putting on a show, the people who say, oh, okay, my name is in a plaque, in a yeshiva. I support Torah, as now I can live life like Zimri, I can go be Mizana. I could go leave Megusham. I could be into every tipshus v'shtus v'hevel sheba aylam hazeh. And I made it big because look where my name is. I give staka once in a while. I'm a tzadi. I'm koveyitim b'toira. I learned daf yaymi. Okay, so what do I do with the rest of my life? Don't speak to me. I'm a big boy. I know what I'm doing. Hashem understands me. This is the door. You read this Hadairis. Hashem understands me. This is the social presence. Hashem understands me. Just like Zimri said, Moshe Rabbeinu, mi hitilucha. Mi hitilucha, your wife. As you married Tzipoiras, I could marry Cosby. What a sushta. What an idiot. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't answer it. But that's what he did. He went out, he was matur, yeah, goyim, great shidduch. I have a new way of solving the shidduch crisis in Lakewood. Goyim, no problem. He came, a whole new malach. The Brisker Rav used to say, the other knach was entitled that why are we letting them be mizana over there by the Midyanim, and then the Oyvdei Avodah Zarah, let them come and be mizana by us, we'll bring the Bnei Midyan to us, and then they won't make them be Oyvdei Avodah Zarah. Is that what he Mamish came with a whole longer shita. Yeah. The Brisker Rav speaks about the shitas like Bisman Hazeh, we have to be mater arayis, we have to be mater taruvis with women, and we have to be mater other things, because or else they're going to go over there with the goyim, and it's going to be much worse. As let's bring them back to us and be mater a couple of things by us. Oh, that was the shah for Brisker, Mahalach, and what the Vakshim Schar, the Hebrew, Abavin Ishvi. The point is very sharp and very strong. Yesh Schar. But the schar is kefi what you learn, kefi what your amal. Yeah. People say like, we're doing the hardest. We're mamish working the hardest we can. What do you want from us? Yeah. Excuse me, so many people, such baloney, such shekel. You're really working? You're really pushing yourself? Who are you fooling besides yourselves? You really Omo? We all could grow, we all could. Now, speaking to Bnei Torah and Choshev, as you guys are working, you're doing a great job. I don't want to be Mamayim, but we all know there are areas we could improve it. A little bit, something we could improve it, we could grow. The ones that aren't learning aren't here on Friday, that's for sure. They're not listening, so yeah. But the ones who are here are the more of the Maisa, we all know we have what we could grow. We have what we could improve on. Especially when there's Rifian all around us, it's much harder. as this is the time that we are Yitzchak. This is the time we shine. This is the time we glow. This is the shine we get the schar. We put in the effort and we reap and we achieve. And just like Pinchas came at a time when there was a tremendous rifyon, there were people being mezana left and right, and he went ahead and he was meisa nafshay al kedushas shmai, and he was zeicher b'gadol. That is the limud. He was zeicher to be Mashiach. Those are the people that would bring and be there by Mashiach. The one that stands up in these times when the nisyanis are so strong. In the middle of the parsha, we have nice love chod. The Medrash says, the men were saying, Nidnu Rosh v'nashuva Mitzrayim. And the nice love chod are coming and saying, we want a chevik in Eretz Yisrael. At a time when Eretz Yisrael wasn't popular to live in. Just say to your friends, the Israeli culture is very hard, the societies. In America, yeah, it's a lot more comfort, it's a lot more ease in life, you make a lot more money. Oh, but still I want to live in Eretz Yisrael. You can move on, not the Eretz Yisrael of here, the Eretz Yisrael of real, but to have that chukka, that bren. As they stood up, and they were zeicher to a parsha in the Torah of Shmuel. As Pinchas and Menai Slavchad in this parsha are a limud for us to stand up in the society we live in and to say, Yesh Schar! I know what real Schar is in the world. I know what I want. I know what I want to work on. I know what I want to invest in. To stop living the lives of covering up and making believe the false lives and living a real life, investing in something real. Yesh Schar. And he continues, Toila Mishpachas HaToiloi. Toila has two meanings. That's why it's saying Anova. We learn. We're not looking to put our name on any wall. We're not looking to get a clap on the back, a patch on the back, you wonderful. We're not even looking for a shidduch. I'm learning because I want to learn. Because that's what Hashem wants me to do. I don't need anyone to know if I'm learning or not. That's what's right. That's what Hashem wants me to do. That's Tola. Amida of Anova, the Aruch Haim says, the Tola is koichoi b'peh. When they learn, they say the words. When you learn, speak out the words of the Gemara. Speak out the words of the Bachan would say, when I learn, I fall asleep. I don't blame you. You haven't opened your mouth in 3 weeks. Of course you're falling asleep. Talk! Scream! Do something! Live! Oh, then it won't be boring. It'll be alive. Read the Gemara out loud. That's the koyach of Toloi. And then the puva mishpachas hapuni. He's poina me'asakim achirim and his oisik rak batoya. And yishuv, everyone can figure it out by now. Yeshiva! Yishuv. He's in yeshiva. What does it mean in yeshiva? It means he's in yeshiva in early in the morning. He's in yeshiva late at night. He's in yeshiva on Friday. He's in yeshiva on Sunday morning, on Shabbos sometimes too. He's in yeshiva! Nebuch lo yaleinu, there's so many bavrim, they have nowhere to tour. Bein hazmanim, why? Because they did everything already during this land. What's left for them to do? Nebuch. They gotta go to Europe somewhere else. The Pasha, there's nothing for them to do. Boy, you raise the bar, you're never happy. Sheish l'mana reitza v'sach. Whatever you do is never good enough. Then you have yeshiva bavrim. They go to Yeshiva Shalavim, we have the greatest time. Maybe never. Okay. But the thus is the That's the Arachayim goes step by steps in the names of Yisachar and his family to teach us how we could have Kinyanei HaTorah, how we could shtayim in Torah, how could we lift our Torah to a whole different level. And the days that we could be Zeichan, even though it's hard, because we live in a dark where this is not what's popular. We live in a matziv where now at the end of this month there could be a rifyon going around. Abba, afilu hachi, whoever's mischazik, now is the time, yesh schar. Now is the time where we're omel, we're miyageya, we say of the words of the Gemara, the Rashi, the Tosis we're learning, we're really plugging in, we're really earning big, we're really zeicha to yesh schar. Just remember, one time I was sitting by a dentist and he looked at me and he said, he was from that kind of a society that believes in different. He had a kippah on his head, not one of these kippahs, it's a different kind. And he said to me, you're wasting your time in yeshiva. Look at my wall. I have a diploma from this college, a diploma from that college, a diploma from that college. I have so many diplomas on my wall. Look at me, I'm a successful dentist, and look at you. As what do we want to tell him? Yesh schar. My schar is not a piece of paper on the wall. Yes, when I was a student, I got a lot of diplomas, a lot of awards. My mother gave it to me when she moved, I threw it all in the garbage. Doesn't do me a thing. All those diplomas that hang on the wall, they just take up space. I'd rather put up a picture of the Brisker Road, the Chazenish, the Liasher. What do they mean? That's my schar? My diploma on the wall, my plaque on the wall. That's what I have to say to myself in life. I've got real stuff. Yesh schar. I invest in something real. That your wall is not big enough to encompass what I'm gonna be zeicher. I got 310 worlds coming to me. They don't fit on your walls. Okay. And that's what every ben Torah, every loimet Torah, every kovei itim ben Torah has to feel with his limud haTorah that empowers him and gives him the koyach to be able to be loimet. I say, you know, I'm losing this marvelous, I'm losing the kayach. It's so hard. As what we need to do is learn Musar and be machazik ourselves in the chshivas of Limud HaTorah. Because the more we think about it, the more it's going to help us to be mitgaber, to want to do what we're doing, to go ahead and to have the kayach to do what we do. It's good. Mi pam le pam les chazik biyachad. In the Shivas of Torah, especially at the Seif HaZman, the Chavim HaZmanu, because now is the time we can be Zeicha, we Gadol Kimoi calls him. Bezeh Hashem, Hashem should see the beautiful Amilas HaTorah that goes on in all the Yeshivas. In the time of the summer, which is the most prone for problems, which is the dual to Svarim HaKadoshim, the Yitzhar is more rocket in the Seif HaZman. That's why it's this man of Chur ben HaKadoshim. As when he sees the beautiful yeshivas with the Bnei Torah, with the Avreichim, and also Balabatim, learning Bas Mada, Kavei Yitim Bat Torah, Hashem should have a tremendous Nachas Ruach, V'ru'u Ma Bein Eilu Le'eilu. And Be'ez Hashem, that should be the Kelim to build the base of Mikdash. Hashem should bring Gulas V'Yeshuas V'Karev, Eliyahu should come back and Isa Shalom Deinenu Ubein Hashem Bukarev Vilheshiv Lev Avis Avonim Vilevonim Alavoisam and the Ezis Hashem Yavoi Mashiach Yismach Kulanu Biyachad Bukarev.